Okay. Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Keita Jeffries. I am your host this morning, this first Monday, well, Tuesday. Y'all forgive me, my mind a little holiday threw me off. First Tuesday of September, the very first day that yesterday we were together on a prayer call. But anyways, it's the 1st of September, and I just want to say good morning to everyone. Hope you all had a beautiful Labor Day weekend and holiday. And at this time, we'll go ahead and get started with our prayer. And our first prayer lead is Sister Rachel. So when you're ready, sis, you may begin.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning, brothers and sisters. So good to be with you here this morning. So good to celebrate the start of another month, another week. God has been so gracious to us. And that's my prayer topic this morning. When we think about grace, we think about there's many, many scriptures that are relevant or related to it or that talk about it. But today I wanted to share a definition of grace. A former pastor of mine shared with me some time ago, and then pray about the way that played out, and I lived it out in my life, and the way that we will in our lives going forward, I hope, after I share it with you. We know grace is the unmerited favor of God. So the blessings, salvation to start with, freedom, healing, blessings that the Heavenly Father over inundates us with. I mean, he pours out his grace upon us, and we don't deserve it. It's just a gift that he freely gives simply because he loves us, and he chose to save us, and he chose to redeem us, and he chose to heal us. He chose to pay the price for all of our sin before we were ever born, before we ever committed sin. He was the lamb who was slain before the foundations of the earth. He activated grace. But grace is also the supernatural empowerment from heaven. And we talk about how we are graced to do a thing. When the Lord puts his supernatural empowerment upon us to do things, walk out the purposes and plans he has for our lives, to serve relentlessly and lovingly, when we know in our own humanity and our own strength, we could not do it, to give beyond measure, beyond our own measure, beyond our own understanding, he graces us to do that. Let's pray about that form of grace today. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and praise you that you are all-knowing, all-powerful, capable of doing all things. And God, we thank you and praise you that we are made in your image, that you put your grace upon us and in us to do things, Father God, that you have called us and purposed us to do. God, this morning we are gathering together and in agreement we're praying for a greater measure of grace. Lord, it is you who increases our capacity to do the things that you've called us to do. We know, Heavenly Father, it's a key indicator when we're walking in alignment with you because we have supernatural ability to do things we otherwise could not do. We thank you and praise you for that, Father God, because in that we see you, we know you, we experience you, and others see, know, and experience you too. And that is certainly a supernatural thing. We thank you and praise you for grace, God. You said, Lord Jesus, in our weakness, you are made strong. You promised that your grace is sufficient, and it truly is. We see it in our lives. Not only do you bless and favor things that we are undeserving of, we have jacked things up, we've messed things up, we have misappropriated things, we have poorly stewarded things, Father God. We've been disobedient. We have blatantly turned and walked the other way. And in your grace, you fix, heal, restore, redeem, rebuild, revitalize, reactivate, all realign, all of those things. And then you go another step and you give us an increased measure to walk it out right and in alignment with you. We bless you, Lord, for that. You truly are amazing. That is amazing. We thank you and praise you for great grace. You are a great God who gives great grace. It's beyond our understanding. Lord, we thank you and praise you for the strength that you give us, the grace and strength that you give us mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, Father God, supernaturally. You empower us to do all things that you've called us to do. God, we thank you and praise you that you're giving us the ability to recognize and see that, to lay hold of that grace, to activate it in the name of Jesus, and use it, Father God, to walk out your plans and purpose, to bring heaven to earth, to advance your kingdom. We thank you and praise you, Father God. That is what it's for. We honor you with it, Lord Jesus. We look for ways, Father God, to implement the grace that you've given us. Better ways to love our brothers and sisters. Better ways to serve you, Father God, and those around us in the body of Christ. Better ways to give, Father God, above and beyond the measures, Lord Jesus, that we think we can, the measure that you have called us to. We thank you and praise you, Father God. Better ways, expanded ways to learn and grow, Father God, heal, to move from functional to optimal. We want to be more like you. And we thank you and praise you. You give us the grace to do it. Heavenly Father, we pray for those who don't know you, who haven't received, accepted and received the beautiful gift of grace. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would give them divine encounters to experience it, that they would come to know you in your saving grace, your amazing grace, your superpower of grace, God. We pray that you would give us divine appointments, Lord Jesus, to introduce people to your grace. Jesus, you are the living embodiment of grace. May we be excellent representatives of you. Holy Spirit, empty us out and fill us fresh with you so that we are walking vessels of grace. Your beautiful grace poured out upon the people that encounter us, that they feel rivers of living water flowing from us freely because of the grace that you've given us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, wash us and renew us as we start another month, Father God. Empty us out of all of the old, from all of the past month, Lord Jesus, the past week, Father God. The pain of the past, all of the experiences, Lord Jesus, all of the things that have hindered us from your grace flowing freely from us, through us and from us. God, I pray that you would empty all of that out and fill us up with your grace, a fresh measure of superpower. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your unmerited favor. We know we don't deserve it. We know we couldn't earn it. We thank you for grace. It's just freely given. Lord Jesus, we open ourselves up. We let go of anything that we're holding on to so hard, Lord God, that it keeps our hands full, that we can't receive your grace. I pray, Lord Jesus, I just see it right now, us laying things down in the Spirit and opening our hands up to receive your abundant grace, favor, and empowerment from heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I speak it over all of us, everyone on this prayer line, Father God, all the things that we're holding on to so tightly that keep us clenched, keep us stressed, keep us striving. We let those go in the name of Jesus Christ. We lay those down and we open up our hands in front of the Father to receive his extravagant grace. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have disciplined us and trained us, matured us spiritually, as Bishop instructs us, to not abuse grace. We thank you, Father God, that we have come to a place in our walk in relationship with you where that we can receive it freely, Father God, and use it righteously. We thank you and praise you for that. Lord, we thank you and praise you for forgiveness for the times that we have abused your grace or misappropriated it. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you don't hold us in eternal judgment for it, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you can trust us. You've brought us to a place where you can trust us with your grace, unmerited favor, and supernatural empowerment from heaven. Holy Spirit, continue to mature us and develop us and remind us what grace is for. Point us in the direction, highlight areas to us, Father God, to allocate that grace to. People hurting and suffering in front of us that need it, let us be the ones to teach them, show them, and share it with them. situations and scenarios, Father God, that need kingdom activation upon them. Let us use our grace, our supernatural empowerment in them. Let us be change agents. Let us be the ones who walk in a room and shift the atmosphere. Let us be the one who diffuses situations before they escalate and turn into unnecessary hurt, pain, anger, destruction. Let us be the ones carrying you, Holy Spirit, Spirit of Jesus, with extravagant grace, where people see a bright shining light and wonder, what is that? What is different about them? And want to know who you are and what you do. Lord, we pray that you would remind us continuously how to use your great grace. And God, I pray over every heart that's hurting, Father God, every lie Satan's trying to whisper about shame and guilt. I cover that all in the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we pour grace over it. We pray healing and restoration. We know that grace was designed for restoration in relationship with you, Heavenly Father, and then with one another. Help us, Holy Spirit, to have grace for one another. If freely as you have given it to us, may we give it to one another. Great grace, forgiveness, healing, love, restoration, may it abound amongst us in the name of Jesus. Remind us, Holy Spirit, show us where we need to forgive and give grace to our brothers and sisters, to our loved ones. Convict us. We thank you and praise you for your loving conviction. You always convict, Father God, to correct and heal. And we thank you and praise you for that. It's a good thing. It's a good, good thing. We accept and receive it graciously. We thank you for it. And we thank you for the grace that you pour over it, Father God, to make every wrong right. Thank you for the perfect model you built for love and restoration, reconciliation through grace. And Lord Jesus, remind us to live and walk in that fully and completely each and every day. I pray the breaking up of any hardened hearts, the breaking up of any stony ground, till the soil of our souls, Holy Spirit, and water it with your grace. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, for this day. We thank you and praise you for this beautiful start. We thank you and praise you for this time to come together to pray. We thank you and praise you for excellent leadership. We thank you and praise you for love and mercy and kindness, Lord God, your extravagant grace. May we use it well and righteously in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So blessed to pray with you today, brothers and sisters. So blessed. I just thank and praise the Lord for this opportunity, for his grace, for each and every one of you, for Bishop and Pastor. And at this time, I turn the line back over to our host. Have a beautifully grace-filled day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Rachel, for that prayer.
Hallelujah.
On grace. God's grace. When she was praying it, all I kept thinking about was the old song, Grace, God's Grace. Thank you, Jesus. His grace will give you the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I almost want to sing that old choir song. God is so good, and he's so worthy to be praised. We wouldn't be able to say that or even be on here listening or on able to wake up and pray if it was not for God's grace. It's a lot of people didn't make it from yesterday, but thank you, Lord. Just while I was sitting here, I got a message on my phone. Breaking news that 1,400 was just killed in a powerful Afghanistan earthquake. So I'm just saying that to say this, God's grace. We can't take it for granted. And these people probably didn't know that this earthquake was going to come and going to take their life. That's 1,400 people. It could have been you. It could have been me. But I thank God we're still here. We're still here. Thank you, Jesus. And without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring, since it's 8:16, our next prayer lead, which is our Sister Mildred. You ready?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, go ahead. God bless.
Good morning. My prayer is success. Father, we thank you. We love you and we praise you and we lift you up. We thank you this morning for your grace being sufficient, O God. We bless your holy name. You are the almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. We lift our souls in humble love and praise to you on this morning. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from you, God. So we ask for success on this morning. We ask to be successful on this morning, not just in finances, God, but success in our lives, in our personal lives. Father, you know our hearts. You know the desires of our hearts. Proverbs 16:3, your word promised, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Father, we pray this morning that you establish our plans, O God. Guide us and establish us. Father, let it be our sole commitment to apply the skills, the experience, the exposures, the passion, and power you have instilled in us to be successful or to become successful, God. We thank you that our success comes from you alone, to use everything you have placed in our hearts and in our power to be light in darkness. We thank you for those that you have put into our lives, in our paths, be co-laborers on this journey of hope and success. As we move towards success and as we continue on our path of success, we know that there will be battles that we have to face in our path. We give you the battles, O God, and we thank you for knowing that the battles is not ours, it is yours, O Lord. Good over evil, right over wrong, right over might, equity over inequalities is yours, not ours. And you have never lost a battle, and your name is matchless, and you are almighty God. We are your servants, and let us not fear, and let us not be dismayed. You are with us, and you are our God. Father, you are our strength, and you are our help. You are the almighty God, and we know that you still reign, God. We know that you still reign on the throne. Father, your word teaches us to be acceptable and to ask for successful blessings, O God. And we accept you in our heart on this morning, and we praise you this morning, knowing that your word is true and that we can ask and it shall be given, Father. Father, expand our thoughts as we move forward in our lives to be successful and even to become successful. We ask for wisdom as we navigate through challenges and opportunities in our lives. Help us to use our skills and abilities to serve others and bring honor to your name. Keep us safe from harm and provide for us all, our needs, O God. Father, we give grace, God. We thank you for your grace on this morning. We thank you for your grace through difficult times, through difficult co-workers and difficult people and challenging situations. And give us the grace to be kind and patient, O God. Help us to be a light on our path to success, to let us be a light to others in our workplace and bring love and peace around them, O God, your love and peace. Let it surround them, O God, as we move forward in our lives to be successful or to have success in our lives. Precious Lord, we adore you. We adore your wondrous work. We adore your wonderful works. You came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundant. And we thank you on this morning for life. We thank you for grace. We thank you for reassurance. We thank you for perseverance on this morning, O God, because you've been good to us, Father. You've been great to us, and you're grateful, Father. As a man thinketh, so is he. Our minds is powerful, O God. We think success and become a successful on this morning. On this morning, let us hear your voice, O God, as we go forth in our path, O God. Father, our hearts is flowing with your gratitude, with the countless blessings you have given us. We thank you for the provision you provide. Father, let our success make a positive difference in the lives of our families and the lives of our friends and around the world and the people that we come across, God. Let our success make a difference in them, Father. Father, we open our hearts this morning that you lay success on it this morning. Let us be successful in our ways and in our doings, oh God, one towards another. Let us be a blessing to others and serve your purpose in doing. Let us be a source of hope, encouragement, and inspiration to others and people that cross paths in our lives, oh God. We bless you on this morning, and we thank you, and we're grateful that you're our God. We rely on your strength. We rely on your wisdom. We rely on your knowledge, and we rely on your understanding. We believe that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Grant us discerning spirits to make wise choices. Open our eyes to see things as you see them and to discern your will and presence in all situations. We believe in you and your spirit, your faithfulness, and in your love. Father, we're not just looking for financial success, but success in our everyday lives, success in our everyday walk with you, success in reading your word, oh Father, and success in being conquerors, Father. Father, let our lives be pleasing to you in all ways and all things so that we will be able to receive the fullness of your blessings in our lives, oh God. Father, we trust your plan for our lives, and with your help, we can achieve and we can do all things through you, Father. We bless you and we praise you on this morning because you are good and you've been good to us. Father, help us to seek the great treasure of wisdom, the great treasure of success and understanding. Let heaven rain wisdom and success on us this morning as we serve you this morning, as we reverence in your presence and on this morning and in your greatness. Help us to view our lives from your perspective, always keeping an eye toward eternity, O God. As you show us your majesty and your power, grant us wisdom and success as we magnify your holy name, as we lift up your matchless name on this morning, O God. Father, sometimes our choices may not seem clear, but you are a just God, and you're not the author of confusion. Father, the enemy comes to deceive us, to confuse us, and to destroy us, oh God, but we trust you on this morning. We trust you as we open our hearts to you. We open our hearts to your will. We open our hearts to your purpose, and we open our hearts to your plan for our lives. We thank you for filling us with joy, peace, and happiness and love on this morning, and we thank you for your spirit, oh God. We thank you for your spirit of success that we need you to encamp us with, oh God. We thank you for your spirit of vision and provision, oh God. We thank you for a listening ear that we can hear your voice, oh God, as we move forward in our lives. Let us hear your voice as you guide us. Let us hear your voice as you direct us, oh God. Father, help us to be spiritually minded that we will hear your voice as you speak life and peace. Continue to lead us by your spirit. Continue to dwell in us and help us to walk after the spirit. We thank you for your spirit, oh God, and we thank you for success on this morning. We thank you for the gift of success, knowing that we are more than conquerors, Father. We thank you for your gift of hope, knowing that we can do all things through you that strengthen us. We thank you for for purpose in life. God. We thank you for life even right now on this morning. We thank you for your spirit interceding for us, intervening for us, oh God, guiding us and directing us, oh God. Help us to be successful in life. God, give us the tools that we need. Give us the words that we need. Give us the people in our life to co-labor with us, oh God, as we move forward in your word, as we move forward in your will, and as we move forward in your purpose, oh God. God, allow us to read your word and give us understanding and wisdom, knowing that there's no thing that you will withhold from us, oh God. Free us from making decisions primarily for our comfort and for others' approval or fearing others' disapproval, oh God. Let us be successful in you. Let us be successful in knowing your word for our life and your will for our life. Let us be successful in knowing the plans that you have for our lives, oh God. Father, no matter if it's wisdom about buying or selling or doing things, oh God, give us wisdom, oh God, as we move forward, Father. Give us wisdom to pursue your word and understanding and your will for our lives. We bless you this morning and we praise you, God, because there's none like you. You have given us strength when we've been weak. You have given us foresight, Father, when we had no vision. You have given us courage when we feel afraid. And you have confidence, Father, in times that we've been alone. And now we pray this morning for success, God, and we pray for guidance, and we pray for you to continue to strengthen us. And we need your strength even right now on this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you for speaking to us, and we thank you for building confidence in us, building faith in us to move forward in our lives, to move forward in your will, and to do the things that you called us to do. Father, continue to speak to our heart. Continue to impact our heart with your word and your will for our life. We bless you on this morning, and we give you praise. Father, with hope you wrap around us, your hope and your truth wrap around us. Let your presence continue to wrap around us. Let your word wrap around us, oh God. Give us a song to sing in our spirit, oh God, as we move forward to success in your word and in your will, oh God. We pray this morning, God, that you continue to lift us, God. Continue to help us walk by faith, oh God, as we move forward in our lives. Continue to help us to move by your word and your will, Father. We bless you and we praise you this morning, for there is none like you, Father. And we pray in your name, Jesus, that you continue to guide us. We pray that you give us a forgiving heart. We pray that you continue to instill your truth in us, Father. For there is none like you, and you are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Let us not accept defeat, Father, but let us reach out for victory. Let us be strong in our walk with you, Father. Let us be strong in knowing that you are victorious and you are magnificent and you are wonderful and you have a way of guiding us, oh God, in your presence. You have a way of guiding us with your will and you have a way of guiding us through sight, Father. Father, we give you praise this morning. We pray for love, joy, peace, and patience. We pray for kindness on this morning. And we pray that you'll gift us success. Be with us, Father, as we lift you up this morning, as we honor you, and as we give you praise, as we love you, Father, and as your truth fill our heart. Father, fill us with success, and let us be successful, God, as we continue our walk with you, as we continue to lift up our spirit to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And now I would like to turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mildred, praying on success. We thank God, hallelujah, for grace and for success. We ask in God's favor upon all of his people and each and every one that is on the line. We pray that God bless you this morning. We thank you so much for tuning in this morning and being a part of our morning prayer worship service. We give God glory and honor for you. We have made it through the halfway mark, and we just say thank you for being a part of that. We would also like to invite you to be a part of our financial support. So at this time, if any of you have a gift that you would like to sow into the ministry, you may be able to do so. You can go to Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark, or you can go to text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 216-446-1209. And then remember, there's the website, the ekcministries.org. You could go there, leave your offering. You could leave upload your 1 minute or less GPS, which is guiding people to salvation, a 1 minute or less testimony. You could also leave your prayer requests. While you're there, take a look. There's all kinds of things. You can go back and get the services and prayers that you may miss. You can buy different things that Bishop has sell, books that he have written and different classes. We give God glory today. Thank you, Jesus. The website is awesome. Also today, our Believer's Declaration says, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Lastly, the new declaration states, large sums of money is coming to the people of God, and we will pay our tithes. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry daily. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, so at this time now, I will turn it over to our next prayer lead, who is our own Pastor Terry Buckner. And if you're ready, sir, you may begin.
Yes, I am. Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, so good to be here in the land of the living, excited about the things of God, excited about the celebration this weekend, excited about anniversary, excited about the people of God who will be there. We're not going to worry about who not coming. We're not going to worry about what you have. Just come as you are, bless the Lord, come ready to serve and bless him, give honor and grace to the man and the woman of God, thanking them for their labor of love for all these many years, their consistency. My God, I'm going to be, I'm going to read something to you in Matthew, Matthew the 6th chapter, around verse 25. It talks about worry. he had preceded that by talking about money. Then he was talking about prayer. Then he was talking about giving to the needy. I mean, Jesus was preaching through this here. He was talking about revenge. He was talking about vows. He was talking about divorce. My God, the Lord is, and he was talking about lust and anger. But I kind of got stuck here when he started talking about worry. And so I have a little something I want to share with you about the worrying, but I don't want you to worry. Just put your trust in God. Amen. Those that are on our prayer list, and we're praying for them, Mother Burgess, Tamika, Sister Courtney that was in the car accident, we're praying and we're asking God to cover them, to put his hands upon them. And we trust and believe that God will do what he said. He cannot fail. And we pray this prayer because we have faith in God, not in the doctors, not in the hospital, not in the specialists, but faith in God. Sister Rosie, Sister Mercedes, Brenda, Rose, Joseph, Mariah, Minister Andre, Minister Deandra, we praying that God would cover them and their families, and God would meet their need. And he will, because he is a God that has never failed, never left us alone. When we thank God for him, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And of course, we pray for all our mothers. Oh Lord, and every time I get ready to pray, I can't find my list. But I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna take my time because the mothers are so precious and dear to us. We're still praying for all those who have lost loved ones this year. Mighty my God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for them. And prayer works. Our sister, Mother Peterson, and Mother Izzy, Mother Payne. I talked to her daughter the other day. We're praying, Tamika. We're just praying that God would do what he can only do. Mother Sumlin, Mother Hattie Wynn, Jamita Smith, we're praying and God cover them. Carol Carlson, Mother Clark, Mother Buchanan, Mother Burgess, Mother Goodman, all my precious mothers, special blessings upon you today. God's going to keep you. God's going to be with you, and God's going to love on you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the sixth chapter of Matthew, Jesus begins to tell them a story about don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. That is why I want to tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food or drink, enough clothes to wear. It is life more than food, and your body more than clothing. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in the barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worry add any single moment to your life? And why worry about clothing, looking at the lilies of the field and how they grow? They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all of his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? Verse 31 says, don't worry about the things, saying that will we eat, what will we drink, what will we wear. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and they will be given unto you. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Amen. The worry will immobilize you. Worry will immobilize you. Worry about the future hampers your efforts for today. Worrying is more harmful than helpful. God does not ignore those who depend on him. Worry shows lack of faith. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you and we appreciate you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that we would not worry. We pray that we would put our trust in you. We pray that we would leave our confidence in you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for all past victories. We thank you for all the storms, because storms at times push us closer to you and closer to your will, closer to your purpose and for our life in the name of Jesus. We don't worry about what we're going to wear. We don't worry about how much we're going to give. We put that all in your hands in the mighty name of Jesus. During certain seasons, we worry about, do we have enough? Is our gift acceptable? Your gift is acceptable. Do the very best that you can and be in your place and willing to serve. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this season that we have come upon, this time of anniversary, this time of celebration, this time of honor for our pastors and our bishop right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for this service, for these many years of service, for always being in their place, for being our shepherds, for covering us and protecting and leading and guiding and always having their eyes on the flock. My God, in the name of Jesus, we appreciate them and we love on them. We love on them. We want a good celebration this weekend. We pray for those who are coming to celebrate, those who are coming from out of town. We pray for safe travel mercies upon them in the name of Jesus. We pray for all those that will be there, and we don't worry about those who will not be there in the name of Jesus. We celebrate all those who have been with us in past. We pray for all those families who have been with us in past, and for whatever reason they may have left, but it's okay, and we still hold them in prayer today in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you for this opportunity to celebrate again another 35 years. Hallelujah. Your will be done this weekend in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you. And we put our complete trust in you, Father. We put our complete trust in you, and we bless your holy name. What an honor it is, Father, to celebrate the man and woman of God. What an honor. And we say thank you. We say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We say, Father, we ask that you bless all the children this week, all the little ones that are going to school. Put your hand upon them. Protect them in the name of Jesus. We speak against all those shootings in schools, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the blood that covers. The blood that protects, the blood that is with us all day, and the blood that is with us all night. Even when we sleep in the midnight hour, we thank you for your covering. Hallelujah. We thank you. We pray for all city officials. We pray for the president. We pray for the governor. We pray for the state of representatives. We pray for the House of Representatives, the Senate. We pray right now, Father, they will make the wise decisions. My God, we pray that they will counsel with God before they make those decisions. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your protection. We thank you for your hand. We thank you for that grace that Sister Rachel, with that great grace. Hallelujah, God's riches at Christ's expense. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for Sister Mildred saying, rely. We rely on your strength. Hallelujah. We lean to you, the author, the finisher of our faith. We thank you for Sister Keitha, my God, prayer warriors. We thank you right now, and we ask God to bless them and their family. Bless them and their family today. Special blessings be upon them. Special blessings be upon them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As the Apostle Paul said, we worry less and we pray more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our faith is out there, Lord. Our complete trust is in you. We know that you're going to do it. We know that you're going to do it. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said amen and amen. Thank you all. Thank you all. Blessings be upon you. Thank you. I will see you all this weekend for a wonderful celebration. Come on out and celebrate the Lord. Tell your friends and family. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate the Lord. We're going to celebrate our man and our woman of God and honor them, thanking them for all that they do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you all, people of God. I'm going to turn it back over to the host.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We have heard three great prayers this morning. We thank God for them. Thank you, Lord. Grace and success. Thank you. And then Pastor Buckner, he come, he prayed for a bit of everything. Thank you, Lord God. And yes, this weekend will be the 35th anniversary for Pastor and Lenore, Bishop and Pastor Lenore's pastoring. And we want to give praise and honor to them. We thank each and every one of you that have stayed on. God is so good. I was thinking about my one of my niece on Sunday. She did her trial sermon. And she basically, it was on, preached on Finding Nemo. But she used that as a scenario into her message. But basically, it made me think about when Sister Mildred was talking about grace, how in looking at that movie, which I did so many times, I can't be counting all the children movies because of all the grandchildren that I have, and they repeatedly watch some of the same things. But like it was hundreds of eggs that was laid, you know, but Nemo was the only one that was saved, untouched, you know. And then how he had different little things wrong, you know, short fin, this, that, whatever. And, you know, out in the world by itself, but his father was looking for him the whole time, you know, and believing that he was okay and he was going to find, you know. But anyway, bottom line, what the whole summation was, to trust God and to give him all of your cares and your problems. And like Sister, seeking for success, I'm going to make it, keep swimming, keep swimming. Oh, but yeah, it was a beautiful message, especially for her first message. But yes, our Father, we have a Father in heaven that loves us. He's always there looking to protect us. And know that no matter what we're going through, nothing is too heavy for him. You know, he's a God that's, when you don't see him, he's there. When you don't think you're going to make it for whatever the reason, it just seems so dark and you feel like you're all alone, but you're not. Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of Father we got. He's always with us, and he's right there to answer our prayers and to carry us through our problems. And I just thank God. If you want to succeed, God will do it for you. We thank God. Thank him for his grace. There's so much happening in this world every day. There's so many people dying, whether it's a natural disaster or somebody going crazy or what. I mean, people dying in their sleep, which Hey, that's the better way to go, you ask me, in your sleep, unless God just rapture you up and take you away. But I thank God because I had grace this morning. I could wake up and I can see God's handiwork looking out the window. And just like Pastor Buckner spoke on, while he was talking, I was looking out the window and seeing the birds flying around. And I'm like, yeah, the scriptures say God take care of them, you know. They don't even really have nowhere. They don't have no home. They lodge in the branches to take them a rest. But God used them, the birds in the air, they know when a storm is coming. You watch them and you see them start twirling around and, you know, trying to change their direction. That's a way for us to know that this weather pattern is changing and that it might be a storm. But see, God gives us signs, and sometimes we don't look up. We don't see them. He let us know when storms is coming in our life ahead of time, but sometimes we just don't pay attention. So let's pray this morning that God open up our ears and our eyes so we can see the warning signs, so we can hear when he let us know, you know, danger is ahead. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for waking us up today, Lord, for giving us a chance to see a brand new day, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, it's the ninth month of the year, and we've made it, Lord, only because of you. Lord, we ask today that you may look upon us, each and every one of us, oh God. Help us, Jesus, to always have our eyes on you, to keep our eyes on you, that we may not sink, oh God, that we may not fall, that we may see you and hear you when you show us things and speak into our ears. When you let us know, Lord, that danger is approaching, that a storm is coming, that some kind of disaster is ahead. When you tell us to change our direction, oh God, help us, Jesus, to always have that sensitivity to the Spirit of God. Help us not to lean on our own understanding, but to lean and trust in you, oh God. For you are the way maker, Lord. It's you, Lord, that guide us and lead us, oh God. We don't have nothing to worry about. We don't have nothing to fear. For greater is you, Lord, than anything else, Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We have you, Lord, to lead us and to guide us. We have you, O God, that supply each and every one of our needs. You open up the door for us, Lord. You give us homes and beds and clothes and shoes. You feed us each and every day, Lord God. When our refrigerator get bare, Lord, we don't have to stand with it open and cry, Lord God. We can look unto the hills from which cometh our help, because our help comes from you, Lord God. We know that we have you, Lord. We know that you take care of us. For you said you've never seen the righteous forsaken nor seed beg bread. We give praise, honor, and glory to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like you take care of the lilies of the valleys, oh God. Hallelujah. And keep them all beautiful. Thank you, Lord God. When it's time for them to die, they die too. But Lord God, they don't have to do anything but just be there. You planted them, Lord God. You watered them, Lord God. And you're the one to give the increase. And the same with us, oh God. You said you made us just a little lower than the angels. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are kings and priests, Lord God. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you, Jesus, because our riches is not of this world, Lord God. But we know, Lord, that we don't lack anything, anything we need. All we got to do is look unto you, Jesus, and you will fulfill our needs, oh God. And then if we live in right, oh God, not only will you supply our needs, But Lord God, you give us the desires of our heart, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. We say glory to your holy name, Jesus. Glory to your wonderful name, Jesus. Hallelujah, you take care of us, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you. It's your blood, Jesus, that you shed on Calvary that covers us, Lord. It protects our children, our grandchildren, our great-grands, our nieces, our nephews, oh God. Oh God, our seniors and elderly, oh God. Hallelujah, the single mothers and young people, Lord God. Those, Lord God, that walk up and down the streets and get in and out of their cars and do all manner of things, oh God, in areas that may not be that safe. Lord God, they don't have to worry because you're there, Lord. Your hand of mercy is upon us, oh God. Your grace is sufficient. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The battle belongs to you, Lord, and we know that, Lord. We look to you, Jesus, because you're fighting, Lord. You're fighting everything on our behalf, every which way we walk, Lord. We just ask you, oh God, to help us. Help us, oh God, in any areas that we fall short in, Jesus. We want to be successful, Lord God, in our walks, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to stay on the straight and narrow. For wide is the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hell enlarges itself daily, Lord, and we don't want to go there. We don't want to walk that broad way, Lord. We want to do the straight and the narrow, Lord God, because we know that is the way to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When things get rough, oh God, help us, Lord, that we don't waddle and keep our head down, Lord. But we immediately, Lord, reach to you and ask you to help us. Ask for your deliverance, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. That we give you praise. That we honor you and give you glory, oh God, at all times, Lord. Let your praise continually be upon our lips, Lord. Hallelujah. Keep that testimony in our heart, Jesus. Help us, Lord, that we may be more and more like you, Jesus. That everywhere we go, Lord, we can lift up your name. We can find a way, excuse me, that we can find a way, oh God, to reach every person in every generation. We know all things is beautiful in your time and everything is done, Lord God, in your time, Jesus. Show us, oh God, how to minister to each and every person that we come in contact with. Everyone don't receive the word the same. But Lord God, we trust in you, Lord, that you are able, oh God, hallelujah, to open up doors and create opportunities, oh God, and put your words upon our lips, oh God, fresh ideas, fresh thoughts, oh God, fresh words. That we may draw them, Lord. That you may bring them in and clean them up, Lord God. That you may save them, Lord, for your glory and your purpose, oh God. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for each and every person that have joined in this morning on the prayer, Lord God. We're asking you to bless them today. Every day this week, oh God, every day this month, the rest of the year, oh God, open up doors for them, oh God. Show them which way to go, what to do and what not to do, oh God. Help them, oh God. Help them to always have their spiritual eyes open, Jesus, that they may see the things that you're freely trying to show them and give them. Help our ears to be unplugged, always listening. Just like the on our phones, oh God, how we have the different commands, we can say a name. It's always listening. so we can pick up and start doing things. We have to be careful to say anything, any names or words with an S, because they'll pop up on our phone and just say, what can I help you with today? Thank you, Jesus. But we know you're like that, Father. You're listening in the quiet, even in the noise. We can find you, O God, if we seek you. We can hear you, O God, if we're listening. Hallelujah. And we can see Jesus if we stand connected, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the many ways of communication that you have put in place for us, Lord. Now I say bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless each and every individual. Bless Bishop and Pastor Lenore. Bless, Lord God, every pastor that's lifting up your name, that's teaching, Lord God, the word of God. Help us, Lord God, that we're not against them. They're not against you, they're for you. Help us, Lord, not to put them down, not to find fault, but to lift them up too and to encourage them, Lord God, as they go forth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless our leaders all over this world, all of those that are in place to lead and guide your people in any aspect of life. I thank you, oh God. I give you glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Give him praise.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
we say
you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for this
thank
morning,
you.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
For every prayer that
Hallelujah.
We've
Hallelujah.
For.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, oh God.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right, y'all. God bless.